Another one.
No. This one we need to come in respectfully now.
Oh yeah, shucks. Damn, bro, I forgot it.
This one we need to come in respectfully.
I forgot. Let's go. Moment of silence. On the real.
On the real.
Though. No, I'm not joking.
Okay, let's go. Moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one.
God
bless South Africa, man. This one is a serious one because it's a backbone. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm getting emotional on the real.
Yeah, it's giving me a bit of jitters, but
it is like I can.
Yeah, it's really a backbone in terms of like
it's who we are.
It's who we are.
It's our history.
As South Africans, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's a big day.
We have a very. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. A very harsh history. Yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
Mm.
We have a very harsh history.
It's so crazy.
I
was thinking today.
Yeah.
Imagine having to fight for your freedom like that today.
Yeah.
And I think what's sad is like there are parts of the world where
people are fighting.
People
for
are being oppressed and fighting for their freedom. So it's an insane thing. When we were just watching those documentaries yesterday.
Yeah.
Take the wheel, man, because that was insane. Oof.
I think
it's hard.
I think firstly for those that aren't aware of what brought about us bringing up this topic, it's the title Happy Freedom Day South Africa. You know, so it's Freedom Day.
It is
on the 27th of April, which was basically the first day that all parties were included, as in like all ethnicities were included in the voting system for the first time in South Africa, putting an end to
the apartheid.
Putting an end to the apartheid regime, it obviously resulted in a series of events that it took. Yeah, I think an odd 40 years or so.
Yeah.
But
we are still feeling its pains, man.
Yeah. It's very emotional. But
it is.
Yeah. So I really thought like this episode would be like light and be like, oh yeah, we can talk about that.
But it really
and it's crazy because we're vibing out so nice.
Yeah, we had music going, thinking, even how we started.
To music.
Yeah.
And how we started. But just that.
Some of the things we watched, like you can't
even. You can say what you watched, right?
No, like we were watching YouTube documentaries yesterday on Steve Biko.
Yeah.
On like the apartheid.
Yeah,
you
so
know,
we
and
like why Steve Biko?
So I remember that we were researching, basically we're trying to like learn more about our history because they don't teach it like that.
Not specifically history,
but like the day,
the individuals.
Yes,
I remember. And
like the
it happened that after. Sorry to cut you.
It's okay.
After a series of basically, like just learning on different individuals, we then went into Steve Biko.
Which was an insane journey
just
on its own.
After learning on all these individuals, but learning of Steve Biko was just like, what a buck guy.
Insanity. Like,
elite
his fight.
Gent.
His fight is not taught.
Yeah.
his fight is not... Well, let me rephrase that. I did not know his fight in that way.
Yeah.
That's how I'm like, we're not taught... But I don't want to get too much about that. But we're not taught our history in the correct way.
But at the same time... Yeah, let's not get into that.
Yeah, but now we're doing...
Yeah, this is like...
This is us doing
information
our...
Information is everywhere.
It is.
Like, at some point you have to...
Go research, man. Yeah, go research.
So people are here because they want to learn on this as well.
Yeah. So facts.
We're all learning. Yeah. And that's the beauty
That's step number one.
Exactly. Yeah. So to put it in short, in the chaos and the mess that is apartheid.
The chaos and the mess.
Comes a gent by Steve Biko. Whose philosophy is basically a self-help guy.
Yeah.
Self-improvement gent.
Yeah.
Like, yo, be better.
Like, realize yourself.
Like, realize yourself. Like, you are God. Like, you are Bach. Like,
you are of value.
White validation. Like, you, as a black person, you are royalty. You know? And no matter what the circumstance is, all this that's happening can end by you just focusing and understanding how big you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
he
focused on ways on how to cultivate those things and things that would be detrimental to that, which is black consciousness. This... Guy's teachings are basically being taught around the world, like your Harvards and the likes. They teach
for real
Steve Biko because he was such a bad guy,
very
intelligent as well. I mean, he was a medicine student and then went on to be a law and political student, but he was basically killed by an apartheid cop who at first. Who only admitted after 20 years of his death, after initially saying that the men went into a seven-day hunger strike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
They never admitted to killing him for 20 years.
Yeah.
He was found chained on a friggin' door, naked.
Not even a door, like that...
Like that gate or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine that insanity? Like, how messed up are you as a human being to do that to someone else?
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
It's insane.
It's so insane.
And I think for someone who is Christian also to sort of be like, how can you guys be hurt?
Bro?
After so many years. It's like, fam... You are worshipping a god or a person that passed away, bro, years, thousands of years ago, right? And it's like Easter and Jesus Christ's birthdays are made a big deal. And if we are made in the image of God, then life being lost, we should cry for it. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what... I think we do at the same time.
Yeah.
That's where the resentment is, which also speaks like with the upcoming ANC elections. It's like, bro, you cannot be shocked when I'm saying when, because I don't think anyone else will win. I'm sorry.
Like,
ANC wins, you know?
It's a harsh history.
Because our history is really traumatic.
It's so traumatic.
We have... scars that have never been dealt with.
Uh-uh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we can see it in our parents.
We can see it in our grandparents. We can see it in our kids.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kids going forth. You know, so...
Yeah.
It's...
And it's like... I'm glad that you mentioned that because on this day as well, you know? Yeah. Because it was just like... I think it ties in with like the whole rugby thing.
You know
what I'm saying? Because, like, that documentary, like, it's not just about, like, a World Cup. It's about hope. And so for people who've also not been in South Africa for some time, it's like I found it hard to what do you like? Yes, it's for the country, you know.
Yeah.
But like your CS kept saying, the people in South Africa are suffering. The people in South Africa are suffering, yeah. And I just I didn't understand that, you know.
Yeah.
And until we went home.
Yeah.
Until we went home, and it was just like, damn, bro, things have changed.
Yeah.
Things have changed. Like, COVID affected countries that were good.
Yeah.
So or what more? Or on the come up.
Yeah. Because I feel like, if anything, I think that's what it has done to us.
I think it just accelerated everything.
Yeah.
So quick. And that's what it was about, you know? Yeah. And it's like, that's what I was saying to you. Like, yo, like, it is so crazy, you know, because I was scrolling and I found, like, do you know what the unemployment rate in South Africa is?
I don't know, probably like 60% or something.
Bro, it is 32.1%.
That's insane still.
But now we have to compare it, right? Because it's like, it's just like, for me, I don't understand these numbers things, but it's like, okay, what's the unemployment rate in China?
Yeah.
It's like 5.9%.
Yeah,
the unemployment rate in Dubai is like 2.95%.
Insane.
The unemployment rate in the US is like 3.8%.
Yeah.
The unemployment rate in Thailand is 0.95%.
0.95%. That's insane.
The unemployment rate in South Africa is 32%.
That's crazy. That's like almost one in every three people. Yo, but shout out to you, man. Those numbers, yeah? You
it memorized them?
Shout out
to you,
I feel
like
you,
I have a low-key photogenic memory.
You prepped. Shout out to you.
You're funny.
I feel like I raised a good kid.
You're funny.
It's like my seriousness is paying off. Yes, yes, Coles. This is
Stop.
What you're capable of.
I cannot deal with you.
I thought you were going to stop at
No, I research places that we've been to, spent a lot of time, or that
but
we're interested in. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned like the US, because it's like, yes, like the world is a fake. Like they are an influential country. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes, 32.1%. Do you know what the average salary in South Africa is?
Oh,
I'm sorry to do
this. Yeah. I said, you asked
Take
me.
Take a guess, yeah.
And I said it was like 16,000 rand.
Yeah, it's not.
What is it?
And it's...
Wait, 16,000 rand is like... 16,000 rand is like $900. Yeah.
$900, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not that.
Like $850 there.
Yeah. It's... about 26,000, almost 20,000, 27,000.
Then what's
rents.
Up, bruh?
But that's what they're saying. They're saying that the salaries have gone up, like, probably, like, by, like, 2.9%.
Yeah.
But, like, the cost of everything else has
gone up by
6%. So it's like, it doesn't matter that I'm getting all this money.
Mm.
But now, can you imagine that only 70% of the country is actually getting money?
Yeah, that's insane.
Like
that's
almost
insane.
Like less than 70% of the countries getting money.
But 26, you say 26, right?
26,000. About 26 to 20, like 26,800, somewhere there.
But yeah. Look at it this way. Look at it this way, right? When we worked back in SA, you look at how much you were earning, which was around that.
Yeah, right?
And you were just like, nah, this ain't it.
It wasn't it.
This was
pre
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Before COVID.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
If things are worse, what?
And it's only gone up by like 6,000.
So the average man, the average working man is suffering.
That's what the whole thing is, right?
And those below, because there's more of those.
And then without that, there's still 32% that aren't even working.
This is not why we're here.
You know why? You know why we mentioned this? 2 seconds, sorry.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh yeah, okay.
Also based on like what you brought up, which is this.
Yeah.
Right, and I want you now, because I'm grateful that you brought up like you know those numbers,
our problems.
Yeah, you brought up our problems. Very nice. And I think that's the sad thing. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's our reality today, and we're supposed to be celebrating this day, but it's like,
that's the thing.
This is what it took to get to a point of freedom. Is freedom worth it? Has it paid off?
But that's what I want to say. Yeah.
Here's the question.
I'm sorry.
To you, as a young black South African. Who's abroad? What does freedom mean to you?
That is a very deep question, because it's like there's two sides to this coin, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm only here because like also like my parents, what they did, my mom, the exposure. Do you get what I'm saying? And not even just that, like being able to go to uni, to good schools.
Yeah.
And then I've been also very grateful and blessed to be able to meet someone like you, where we've also had similar, we come from like a similar background, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Financially as well.
Yeah.
Went to good schools, have same vision. So we were able to realize very young that maybe this is not the lifestyle that we'd want to live.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I say that to say that not everyone has the luxury to be able to think this way, to get that exposure, because that's all it's ever been about.
Yeah.
Again, I think it goes back to this day and black consciousness with Steve Biko.
Yeah.
I have, or you and I sort of have the luxury to dollar the self-help.
Yeah.
Because of our background. But now you're getting a situation where like so many South Africans, you can't dial in like that because of the true realities that face you. There's no guap, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like people are unemployed, there's no money, it's real.
Yeah.
So there's two sides to the coin where it's like, why I mention those numbers, it's like, come on ANC guys, like we're suffering and our history is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's sad is I'm not the first person to say this is not new information. Yeah. There's so many young people are like trying to fight the fight. Yeah. This is nothing new. It almost feels like this is just like a stage in life that has to pass.
Yeah.
But like we're in the shit, so we need to do something about it, and we need to do things that don't necessarily like, it's just tough, man. It's tough. It's tough. Again, it's like I'm speaking from my own life.
Yeah, so what does freedom mean to you,
dog? My freedom now is just, I don't know, man. Freedom is just being able to focus on yourself and just realize that you have the power to create a life that you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to you? Sorry. I know I took very long to get to that answer. What does it mean to you?
Freedom to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think freedom to me is fairness, man.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
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 I think it's just that, like, good, not bad. Fairness.
Yeah.
Like, fair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that.
That's
like
simple.
Fairness in all situations. Also, like just... just
why did we have to do that?
Like, just like be fair, you know?
Yeah. You're not asking for a lot.
No, that's all. That's what freedom means to me.
To you, That's
so
beautiful.
So to be able to lead a fair life, then if I'm able to experience a fair life, then I am free. I am liberated, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel. So if I want to do, if something is challenging, it's only fair that it's also challenging for me, type of thing.
Yes.
It's not challenging because it's me and I'm black.
Yeah.
Or it's me and I'm South African.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Nah, that's but why I'm like, yeah.
That's freedom. So I think that's where the traveling aspect ties in for me as well. Because it's like, I do have, like right now, if I look in terms of like using my passport, I have a fair chance against a lot of other nations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's sad, but it took our history to also to have, to be able to have such luxuries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then being granted the opportunity to be able to benefit from the freedom or from the breakdown of oppression. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, the only way you could go abroad as a black person, well, for political reasons, whether you're fighting, you look at Oluwatambo.
Yes, he was being in London, exiled.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was in London. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, fighting.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Was this Thabo Mbeki as well?
Yeah.
You're leveling
abroad.
Up.
Yeah.
Abroad. But in your head, you're thinking, I need to come back to come fight.
Bro.
Do you get what I'm saying? People being exiled, even musicians, poets being exiled. That's the abroad mission.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So now, as a person that is not being forced to go outside the country and going because I want to a better life for myself.
Yeah.
That's for me,
that's big.
It's huge. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think that's that. It's like, and I think again, it's that when we're speaking on like black consciousness as well.
Yeah.
I think I don't know, maybe it's technology, maybe it's the media working through people, but I think people are distracted a lot. Do you get what I'm saying?
You think so?
Yeah. Mm. People are distracted. But I think people trust or rely on the government so much.
Too
you know what I'm saying?
Too much.
And it's not to say that our government is bad or good. But it's like, bro, their behavior, like there's a lot of similarities in terms of like, there's very few countries that really rely on their governments. Why are we putting so much faith in a government?
It's not the only corrupt government.
Yeah. Like, but although it's
that's
bad,
not what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you're
like
saying that...
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that, guys, like, at the same time, realize, like, we have it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, we can do it. We can make it out of this situation.
We can.
And I think that's where the Springboks also came in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were going on.
Like, guys, you have to create your own path.
Yeah. They were messing up teams with better facilities.
More money.
Refs were biased. More money. You name it.
You name it.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Look at Eddie Jones.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Insane.
And that's the resilience-ness of a South African. Like, we have it. Like, we have it. You know what I'm saying?
Well
and
said.
Yeah. not the applause.
It deserves a round of applause. Because we're very hard.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Like, bro, everywhere we go.
How many
countries have we been to where the South Africans living there?
Mm.
And, bro, we up everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. We are up.
We'll be quiet. Yeah.
We'll make a noise. We are up.
Like, we have it, guys.
Yeah.
Every South African on this planet has it. Like, we have it.
Yeah.
You have it. Like, you scroll on social media, we're there.
Bro.
You scroll here, we're there. We just need to fight, get that money, man. That's all.
So, but that's what I'm saying now, that people are distracted. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you let go of the distractions, you get to see actually like, nah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that North Cliff, that's free. That's a nice sunset, that, man.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? I can go chill there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know someone's going to come in and say, I'm going to get mugged and shit. Brother, not every day, bro. Not every day, bro.
We've been there so many times. Go on a Sunday, it's packed, guys. Everyone's there for a good vibe.
Come on, B. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. Like,
I wonder if it's still that vibe.
It is. It is. Yeah. How do you think people are getting to Sunset Sundays?
Yeah.
The balcony session.
How
do you think they're getting there? You know what I'm saying?
Man, I can't wait to go.
Now the people that are running that and stuff, that's success. Like, we have it. It's
we have it.
All day.
It
you know
is.
What I'm saying? So
it's such a good vibe.
The whole world is watching, bro.
Such a beautiful country,
The
man.
Whole world is watching. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're watching and, yes, bro, like, happy Freedom Day.
I love my country.
Yeah. Let's celebrate.
We are so proud.
We are so proud. Look at Tyler.
We're very proud.
What a girl from Joburg. I said yes.
Aye, we're very proud.
We've been.
Look at Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
We can start.
Very, very proud.
Who else? Tuson Bedu. That whole cost of blood and water.
Yeah.
Like, we're going in. man. Yeah. No, like, South Africans are up, yo, man.
Even us. Shout out to us. Can I get a round of applause? But,
Happy Freedom Day.
Who's your favorite hero from the past, man? Or legends? Fighters.
I would have to say, shame, there's two. I would have to say Steve Biko and then Winnie.
Ish.
Yeah.
Mama Winnie, man.
Yeah.
That's a beast of a human being.
Yeah.
That's a beast of a human being.
Because I remember those are the two.
I want to say this, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. I'm saying this with, like, semi-tears in my eyes. It's quite crazy. But I think, like, and this might sound very cheesy. I'm not trying to get views, but it's just me being honest.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a Mama Winnie in, like, every South African girl, dog.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
SA girls have fight in them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That
you can't fight.
Fight, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're for the strong, dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're honestly for the strong because, yeah, bro. Because
they're fighters.
They're fighters, dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So... Yeah, so to learn about Mama Winnie as
was
well
was also very big. Yeah, man.
This is a mama, this bra.
And I think you know what's so beautiful?
What?
Is that our
accounting lecturer is Winnie Madikizela's granddaughter. Yeah.
What a great lady, man.
Very great. We ended up staying
at her one of her apartments we rented out.
Yeah.
Insane. But she doesn't even know it.
She doesn't know it because it was
my
friend.
Friend. Your friend.
Lorenzo. And I was like, what? You know her? She's
crazy. She was also just someone who was just like, I'm just here to give back, man.
Anyway, it is insane. But again, man.
And like, you, who are your favorite freedom fighters?
For me,
yeah,
man. Like I've dived into Oaks, you know.
Yeah.
And I think Robert Sobukwe, though.
Okay.
Chief Albert Robert Sobukwe.
Yeah.
Homie,
tell us more. Educate me.
He's the founding president of the ANC.
Oh.
So without him, That was the
He brought together all these people that we speak of.
Also
today.
A law student was also on Robben Island, but he wasn't allowed with other inmates as well. He had his own like segregated house and they killed him basically. How they killed him, very harsh, very, very harsh. And this is me just like summarizing everything. But a lot in terms of torture, letters, what they used to do to psychologically break him down. They'd give him letters with like missing information. So cut out stuff from his wife and stuff. Like it would be insane.
That is so crazy. Because those are things
that were like just messing him up as well.
Of course.
And he was so influential. They killed him, and also in how they killed him, they basically put in like broken glasses in his food. So like mixing his food with broken glass, and
that's why I'm like the level.
Yeah.
Do that to someone.
Yeah. But
is insane.
Yeah. So Chief Albert Robert Sobukwe, for me, he's I remember my dad showing me like his documentary.
Ish, our parents know these people.
Yeah,
I will be appreciative because they did like.
Yeah.
Like I also only know about Ora Tambo through my dad as well. Like he would tell me
yeah,
and
so,
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but
crazy.
Politically, he stood for something different.
What did he stand for?
He basically, like, I think similar to, like, nah, this is South Africa is just for black people.
Oh.
Like, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, you're allowed to correct me if I'm
that's
wrong.
What he stood
but
for.
But basically, his policies were basically that. And then
I see.
A lot of like even
a lot of
parties at the time, IFP as well,
were just blacks only.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, they wanted like
it's like this is our land.
Like, yeah, a full takeover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not like a collaboration.
According to my knowledge, the ANC majority of it also believed in that. Do you get what I'm saying? Nelson didn't believe
even
in that Utata, you know?
He that's how the NC and the IFP became two separate thingies, right? Or that's something different?
I think that's the PAC, if I'm not mistaken.
But there's something along those lines, right?
What?
Anyway, it doesn't matter, sorry.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, based on what you just said, like, how do you feel about his policies?
Who?
Robert Sibuka and him wanting basically like all, like this is our land.
Everything it's like it depends on timing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And how far deep you are. You have to understand, by the time Nelson Mandela was released, like it only made sense for a democracy like that because our people have suffered for so long.
Yeah.
They've been deprived. It's like so many of our people are deprived from proper education at the times. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that handover situation was going to be a lot.
Mm.
And I think Nelson Mandela probably knew also was just the thing of, like, bro, because the guy was so studied, you know?
Mm.
Like, he was so studied. Like, he stood for what he stood for based on deep research that he had done
himself
on different policies from different countries and also constitutional rights from every country. So that's how you know what you're also fighting for.
I see.
Do you get what I'm saying? So the homeboys.
And that was with
smart.
The whole Afrikaans thing, like what you were telling me.
What?
About him learning Afrikaans and his belief in learning Afrikaans.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Continue.
That. Yeah. But his knowledge goes far beyond just like South Africa.
He researched a lot.
Exactly. So he can speak and say Venezuela was like this. This was like this. That's why we don't want to do
be like that.
I think
because
that's the
of,
thing. Because of, look at Venezuela right now. If we do this, we'll end up like them. Which is what happened with Zimbabwe. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's now the thing. If you now look at this, let's say now we're in a prison cell. We flies in the prison cell, and man knows that we're there, and he wants to chat to us, and he can chat to us now.
Mm.
And he says, okay, tell them this when things are bad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And homeboy basically say to us, yo, tell these people that basically, like, salvage what you can salvage, prolong the process, learn. It's going to collapse, but not for long. By the time it collapses, the homeboys that were eating, because now they're fat, they'll run away. Because now it's done. Now you guys have all the knowledge now that we'd lacked at the point of freedom. So now you guys can now take it up and thingy. We still have a diplomatic relation, so people that seeing it, that have left to go abroad and get better and talent, when they seeing it go up, like in Dubai, they come back. And they can add on to that. They still have their citizen status. They can, because how many people do you know now that are of power? Like, for example, Elon Musk, like, that is insane.
Yeah.
That's the type of, like, tapping into knowledge of, like, a South African, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like,
it's like
even
Thabo Mbeki as well.
Thabo
like,
Mbeki,
he stood for uniting Africa, and that's why they made him step down.
Exactly.
Because it's like, no, you can't unite all these blacks. What are you doing?
Do you get what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot. So I think
crazy.
For me, it's just that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, it will eventually, I feel, if I'm predicting, I don't think, like, South Africa will be, like, dead as done. also because of diplomatic relations. Yeah, but that's why the focus was just so much on like diplomatic relations. And it's like if people have the capacity, like the capability to do that, you can take care of the small things internally. So you understand everything that's happening and you understand that it has to happen at some point. So that, because you just everything have to, is also like strategy. Yeah, strategy. No.
And control. That's what we have to understand. Yeah. Like, that's why, people.
Hence, I'm going back to buying time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is very interesting, Tshepo. Yeah. What a deep dive.
I think so, man. Because one thing, like, when you look at it, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at the Afrikaans people, you know what I'm saying? As a, when I say people, like, people that found it, like, Afrikaans in South Africa. They thought they're very strategic people. Even Afrikaans right now.
It's what you like also said about Rasmus, the rugby.
He thought in 6 years' time I'm going to win the World Cup. And he did it. Anything that happened in between didn't matter. He did. So they can think so far ahead. We also have that capacity. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just untapped knowledge, I feel.
Like amongst no one, black people.
But people can think that far, man.
We've had this conversation, remember, about like the lack of generational planning with black people.
So I think, if there's any hope, I think let's hold on. We're fighting a good fight.
We are fighting a good fight, guys.
Because you like, also like the whole PR system is
But also what a time to be South African,
Hence I'm saying.
Jesus.
The whole PR thing, we proud people. Look at Drikas. That's why I'm saying anywhere you go.
We've got accolades. You are flourishing. We've got accolades.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
We've got accolades. We really do. So
It wouldn't have been possible without our ugly history. You know, it really wouldn't have been
truly possible. The ugly man.
It really wouldn't have been possible without our ugly history.
But now,
and I think that's why we also protect each other. By saying protect each other, people will come, oh, I didn't know that there were Indians. Yo,
they
those are South Africans.
Yeah. The same with this whole colored thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Respect the colored community. Don't force them to be what they're not.
Yeah.
They are saying,
We know our system.
We know. Like, no one's ever been like, when are you are not.
We know our system.
How dare you? What's wrong with you, dog?
We can spot each other, whatever race.
You can look like me and I'll know if you're colored or not.
Bro, remember on the train in Shanghai?
Yeah.
That old lady, an old white lady. Where was she from?
She was from Knysna.
And she was far. She didn't even hear us speak.
Yeah.
And she's asked where she's like, nah, y'all are South African.
She's like, yeah.
And she was old.
Yeah.
She was old.
Mind you. I think at the time when you're in Shanghai.
Yes.
But I also want to say this. Shanghai has a lot of African people, fam.
Yes.
Like a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
So we could have been from Botswana.
Yes.
But she was certain.
On God. On God. So it's a beautiful place, man.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful, Shem.
Yeah. Happy Freedom Day.
Happy Freedom Day, guys.
Practice your freedom.
Yes.
You know, don't waste it on social media.
You are worth it.
Yeah.
You are worth it, Shem. Radiseva.
Radiseva.
Radiseva. We deserve good times and soft life and just to be happy, man.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
All right. If you're passport gang, JustTrots.com.
Yes.
All your flights are there.
Yes.
What else? Hotels also.
Yes.
They're also there. Yeah, hit us up on the socials.
Yeah, but
on
just
Instagram calls.
Just calls.
And with just a Z. Tips and then the pod. Just Chats podcast.
Yep.
Do connect with us. We'll definitely connect back. Come on. Hit that subscribe button.
Yes, guys. If you're watching, hit subscribe.
Notifications.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Share. Like.
Do all the good things.
Comment. Watch the next episode.
And the previous ones.
We are out.
So love.